Hi there. You're listening to the LLB podcast, the podcast for law students and young lawyers. My name is Johnny Nguyen and I'll be your host today. Welcome to episode 2 of the podcast. Today I'll be talking about all things commercial awareness. What exactly is it? How can you develop it? And how can you demonstrate it when you're applying to jobs in the corporate sector? I wanted to talk to you today about a way you can really demonstrate your growth potential. Let's talk about commercial awareness. You would have seen this on a clerkship application, especially to commercial law firms or any applications you make to corporate or business sector organizations. Three things I wanted to touch on today. First, what is commercial awareness? Second, how can you develop it? And third, how can you show it or highlight it in an application? First question, what is it? At its simplest, commercial awareness is simply being aware of all the consequences of a particular decision. It's about understanding the commercial impacts as well as other impacts. So first aspect of it would be understanding how your clients operate as businesses. For commercial lawyers, it might mean understanding the commercial consequences of legal decisions. Second, though, another aspect of it is understanding how the firm that you're applying to or working at operates as a business. You might ask questions such as, how does the firm win business? How does it manage relationships with clients? And how does it project manage big projects? To give a practical example to work with, let's think about how businesses deal with contracts in light of the coronavirus. For example, let's look at a commercial lease. Legal analysis might center on asking, can my client terminate a lease if the tenant is late on rent? Probably yes. However, when you take a more commercial approach, you might then also ask whether the client is likely able to find a new tenant in light of the current economic downturn. Further, you might think about reputational risk of the move if the public sentiment is that it would be uncompassionate to do so in such extraordinary circumstances. If you saw my first video, you might also be asking if it's a contradiction for me to talk about both growth potential and something like commercial awareness, which obviously feels like an existing capability. The good answer here is that it is a mixture of both. However, I think it's most useful for university students to showing their growth potential. Contextually, university students come from a background where our learning has been directed. We're told what to learn. Most of us aren't studying equity and trust just for kicks. And when we can show that we're developing a skill such as commercial awareness, it allows us to point towards an example where we've taken responsibility of our own learning, where we aren't at risk of potentially failing a unit. And this substantiates our claim that we are adaptable individuals that have high growth potential. So, second question, how can you develop your commercial awareness? I think there are two easy steps to this. The first step is simply increasing your general awareness of the world. This means that you need to be consuming more news. If you're just starting out, it means obviously consuming more news relevant to your sector, say the financial press for commercial awareness. Now, there are three sources I could recommend right now for you to get started. First, the Australian Financial Review is probably the leading source of financial news in Australia. If you're a university student, you also get free access to this through your university institution. Second, there's a website called the Corporate Law Academy, and it's based in the UK, but their content is highly relevant anyway. There's a section on their website called Commercial Knowledge, which deals with common commercial topics such as private equity, how financing works, and also it rounds up commercial news and analyzes it. The third one that I can recommend is a little out there, and it's a UK-based LinkedIn user called Harry Clark. Now, Harry's an all-star who posts about all kinds of content, but he has his own podcast. He's been involved in a course on the Corporate Law Academy, and he writes for another website called lawcareers.net, which is in itself a very useful resource as well. Now, the second step to developing your commercial awareness is then getting into the mindset of thinking about things commercially. Whenever you hear about an event or any news, you want to ask yourself, what are the commercial or economic impacts of this event?
For example, the coronavirus is a health issue principally, but if you think about the lockdown that has been implemented, that's obviously had significant economic impact. You then might go on to ask which stakeholders have been affected by this event. How has government reacted? How have businesses reacted? How has the typical consumer reacted? And how does this drive business decision making? At the narrowest level, you might then think about how this impacts law firms' work. The general economic downturn has probably shifted work from being more risk-based in things such as M&A and making deals happen to now possibly looking at insolvency and restructuring more. At the end of that, we get to the question of how you can really use this commercial awareness to make your application stand out, how you can highlight it. Now, I think commercial awareness is most relevant at the interview stage, and consistent with our growth potential focus over existing capability, commercial awareness is best used when you're asking relevant questions as opposed to showing off. Think of the interview as an opportunity to gain commercial insight from some of the leading minds in the area. For example, one of my recent interviews was with a privacy expert partner at an Australian law firm, and privacy is one of my favorite topics. I've been keeping up with it for a while, and in preparation for this interview, I touched up on my knowledge a little bit as well. When I got to the interview, I was able to demonstrate my commercial awareness by asking this partner things that were related to this topic. For example, at the time, the consumer data right legislation was just rolling out and was quite new. And I asked this partner about how their clients were reacting to this. I asked this partner about what kinds of impact they thought this legislation was going to have and what sort of mitigatory measures they were going to take. Notice that I wasn't trying to demonstrate my own expertise. I've obviously read opinions. I didn't try to pass them off as my own, but I used this opportunity to genuinely learn. Simultaneously, I was able to show that I was aware of what was happening in the world. Remember that we're talking about commercial awareness and not commercial expertise or commercial knowledge. That's it from me today. I really want to hear from my network. What sort of advice do you have around commercial awareness? What do you think helps you increase commercial awareness? And how can we really best demonstrate that? I would also love to hear about anyone's experiences in the interview or even written applications on commercial awareness. Other than that, stay safe and until next time.